Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Erev. Today we are learning parak Dalad Mishnah Beis and parak Dalad Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, parak Dalad Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah told us a story in which Rabban Gamliel and other Tanoim were on a ship that went beyond their tchum on Shabbos. And now here in parak Dalad Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah is going to tell us another tchum-related story that occurred to these Tanoim while they were traveling. Says the Mishnah, there was one story in another situation where the ship in which they were traveling did not enter the port on Friday until it became dark and Shabbos had already begun. So they were concerned that the port city was perhaps beyond their tchum that was established when Shabbos began, and they were unsure what to do. So Amr lo l'Rabban Gamliel, the Chachamim said to Rabban Gamliel, they wanted to know what to do. Mani le'ered, may we get off of the boat and enter the city or not? Amar lahen mutaraten, Rabban Gamliel said to them, you absolutely are permitted to get off the boat and enter the city. Shekvar hayisi mistakel, v'hayinu b'socha tchum ad shelo chasheicha, because I was already gazing and looking at the port before Shabbos began, and I saw clearly that we were within the tchum, the 2,000 amos of the city, before it actually came, before it actually became dark. As the Bartanura points out, Rabban Gamliel had this viewing tube without lenses, which were not yet invented, certainly, which was set to measure a distance of 2,000 amos, and through that viewing tube, he was able to see that they were still within the 2,000 amos of the city, and therefore they were allowed to disembark, they were allowed to get off of the boat. Now continuing with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Now we learned in the first Mishnah of this Perek that one who leaves his tchum on Shabbos must remain in his place for the entire day. He's only allowed a 4 amah radius to go in that new location. Now the Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Perek Beis Mishnah Hay gives a bunch of exceptions to this rule where a person is allowed to in fact go to a different location to go beyond the Tchum on Shabbos. For example, the classic example in Rosh Hashanah is discussing witnesses who are going outside their Tchum to testify about the new moon, or it lists an example of a midwife who goes to deliver a baby, or people who are going to rescue others from a fire or an attacking army, a flood or a collapsed building. All of these situations, we allow a person to go out the additional to go beyond the Tchum, and we give them a new 2,000 amah radius of a Tchum for their new location. Now the Mishnah here in Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel is going to deal with a person who left his Tchum on such a mission. He left appropriately, he had every right to do so, but before he reached his final destination, he had discovered that his services were no longer needed in that place. The question is, what does he do now? He realizes that he left his tchum, or perhaps he left his tchum, and he's no longer needed to do that which he set out to do. Says the Mishnah, Misha Yatza Bereshos, if a person left his tchum with permission to do so, for example, in any of these cases, to testify about the nimun, to save a life, and so on, V'amr lo kvar nasa ma'isev, and before he reached his destination, people told him that the mission, the purpose for your that you set out to do has already been accomplished, has already been done. There's no reason, there's no purpose for you to continue traveling. Says the Mishnah, Yeshlo alpayim amah l'chol ruach. He has a new tchum of 2,000 amos in every direction, measured directly from the place where he was notified that he's no longer needed to continue traveling. And im hayi besocha tchum kilo yatza. And if his new tchum ultimately entered into the original tchum that he had when Shabbos began, then it is as if he never left his original tchum, and he certainly may, in that situation, return to his original home. Shikol hayotzim lahatzil chozrin limkomon, says the Mishnah, that the Chachamim were lenient, and they said that just as they granted a leniency for all those who go out on Shabbos to save other Jews from an attack, that they may return to their places with their weapons, they may do that here as well. They may go outside their tchum, and they certainly may return back to their home as well if they are within the tchum on Shabbos. Now, even though normally we say that you're going out to fight with your weapons, and you're allowed to do that, certainly it's pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to save yourself and save your town, fight, what needs to get fought, but why would we allow you to come back and to carry your weapons back, which would be hotzah, carrying on Shabbos. So again, we say that we're concerned that if a person wasn't allowed to bring their weapons initially, then they would never go to defend and to attack and to do what they had to do. It's a similar svar that Rav Moshe adopts in his tshuva, where he says that doctors are allowed to return to drive back to their home on Shabbos if they went somewhere for pikuach nefesh purpose. They drove to the hospital on Shabbos. So we say that according to Rav Moshe Feinstein in Egros Moshe, that you're allowed, doctors allowed to go back to his home to drive home on Shabbos, because we're concerned that perhaps if doctors weren't allowed to return home on Shabbos, then they would never go out to begin with. Here too, as well, that we allow a person who went out to fight in the army to bring back his weapons, to carry his weapons home, because otherwise he may not go to begin with, and we're concerned that it's going to be a situation where if they would be defenseless against a possible counterattack staged by the retreating enemy, then should they realize that the Jewish troops no longer have their weapons, also then there might be a concern, as the Tosfos Yontif points out, that they'll be harmed by the opposing army. Quick review: Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis taught us the story of Rabbi Gamliel and the various Rabbanim, the various Tanaim on the boat, and there was a situation where the boat didn't get to the port before Shabbos, and they asked Rabbi Gamliel, what do we do? Can we get off the boat? Do we stay on the boat? What do we do? And he said that we were within the tchum of the town when Shabbos began, and therefore we're certainly allowed to continuing to get off the boat. There he had certain lens the bartender reports that they needed a good measure, 2,000 amos, and through that they were able to get off the boat for Shabbos. And then Perek Dalid Mishnah Gimel discussed the situation where a person left his tchum on Shabbos with permission. He was allowed to do so. He was doing a mitzvah. He was going to testify about the new moon or to save someone's life, but he realized before he got to his final destination that his services were no longer needed at that final destination. So what's the halacha? So we say that he has 2,000 amos in every direction where he is right now. If 2,000 amos extends into his original tchum, then he can certainly go down those 2,000 amos, then even continue beyond that to his home. Similarly to how we allow soldiers of an army to bring, to come back and even carry their weapons back home, even after the war is over. Have a great day.